system.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of the show. Pardon me a little bit today. I'm a little bit hoarse. You know how it goes. So I may make some funny noises today. But I'm a little hoarse today, so bear with me. I want to talk to you all about today just some of the absurdities that's going on in the news. It's absolutely absurdities. You know, you got articles coming out about how to prevent future Fergusons and such. The family, it's all orchestrated. There's lion murdering Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church. The Freemasons are nothing more than errand boys, falling right in line with them. And the lower level Freemasons have no idea what the high level are doing. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, that is your enemy. Worldwide. Putin, China, England, just name them. They work together, along with the United States, all of them work together, under a blood oath against you. And your children. And your way of life. Because they think they're going to be the next saints in the new future of mankind. They're being lied to. It's unfortunate. They will go down. There's no question about that. But in the meantime, going all the way back to the 18th century and beyond, they're the ones that's been fomenting all the wars that we've ever had. All your sons and daughters have died because the secret societies have used them as pawns in their game. Now, that being said, those are facts. Those aren't speculatory comments. These are absolute facts. And yet nobody adheres to them. Nobody follows up on them. Even themselves, man, you might as well go ahead and shoot yourself in the foot if you're a Freemason. Because you're damning your family. You're damning your country. And you're sending yourself to hell. Because the blood oath that you've taken, the good deeds you do, accomplish absolutely nothing. Because it's done to hide the nefarious agenda at the highest level. And you don't even know it. Again, a fact. But in the meantime, we that are not in the secret societies have to deal with it. Right now, God allows it to ferret out those that are going to follow the tares and those that are going to follow the wheat. What's the wheat? The real ones that accept Jesus as their Savior. That's the bottom line. The tares are those that reject Jesus Christ, and accepting Jesus isn't doing good deeds. It's living that life. It's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Freemasons at the highest level deny Him. They don't tell the low level this. They lie to their own people. God put something on my heart to say today. I'm not sure kind of what, but He's going to lead me through it today. Because I started off not really knowing what I was going to talk about. But I'll know as I go along. That's how it works. And my word goes out not to those of you that already know. My word goes out to those that don't know. That would be the ones that are involved, that are listening, trying to find holes in what I say. Trying to find a way to discredit. Well, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to engineer something. Because I follow the scriptures. I use evidence. If I make a mistake, I'll admit it. It's not a problem. Family, it's serious what we're involved in. We're all being pitted up against one another. The blacks, the whites, the Hispanic. Chinese is just laying back because they're gobbling up territory. Let us all fight it out. Notice that? Well, how come the Chinese are involved? How come we don't have an anti-Chinese defamation league? Or something like that. You ever notice that? How about that? Imagine. Why is it just us white folk, black folk, and Hispanics fighting each other? Why is the black folk fighting Hispanic folk? Why is the white folk and black folk fighting each other? Why is that? Why is the white folk and white folk are using the, can't use a race, of course. So the Jesuits, fomenting their civil war, are pitting up patriots versus non-patriots. Oh, really? Who's the non-patriots? Well, it's the government. Come on now. Who exactly in the government? FEMA. FEMA's the enemy. Okay. So who in FEMA? Let's go. Come on. Who in FEMA? Give me the names. Give me the locations. Gee, I wonder if there are any veterans in the FEMA. You ever think about that? Wait a minute. I wonder if there's any veterans in the Patriot movement. Wait a minute. So I got probably Patriots. It's got veterans. I got FEMA, ATF, other agencies that have veterans. So something's not working here. So you go fight wars. You train together. You have a military together. And now you come back here fighting each other. You find that a little odd? How about former veterans? Those old folk that took the same oath. And the veterans today, you're still veterans. But now we're fighting each other. I wonder how that came to be. Ever notice that? How stupid can people be? I guess we're finding out, aren't we? Because they did it in the 1860s, resulted in the largest amount of deaths of Americans in any war. 500,000 in one war. So when you both sides of you patriots, white boy, black, white boy, other side, black boy, white boy, Hispanic, black and white, it's all mixed up. Oh, I forgot the women. Oh, yeah, feminism. Oh, yeah, there we go. Now, that kind of come in the mix, too. Straight, homosexual. Do y'all ever get the idea that you're being pitted up against each other? Has it ever dawned on anybody's brain that that's what they're doing and it's working? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Those that probably already know this. Ones that don't know it, don't want to see it. They were running away. Oh, this is conspiracy theory. Nope. Conspiracy research. No such thing as theory. What you have is scientific theory. You know why scientific theory? Because a scientist can't decide what's real and what's not real. That's why they call it theory. It's just a matter of saying, we're scientists, but we don't have a clue what the truth is. So we're going to call it theory. That's exactly what it is. Jesus Christ is coming back. That's not a theory. That's fact. And when he does, that'll be the real Jerusalem. Not the Jerusalem they got today. That's not the real Jerusalem. God allowed it to happen, even though there are heretics there. But God will use that to separate wheat and the tares. That's God's business, not ours. We got our own problems over here, to say the least. But Israel is God's business. It's way over humankind's pay grade. God will take care of that. It's called the abomination of desolation. He'll allow so much to happen. And then he's going to put his foot down. And when he does, then you will see judgment. But it gives humankind the opportunity to make the choices. You have the choices. Which apple you're going to eat? Or should I say not eat? It's coming. And people can play around with these riots and make their plans and all that all they want. As soon as God knows whose side's who's on, here comes a big foot. And will be no playing around, and mankind will have absolutely no control of what happens after that. Zero. Then comes the judgment. You best be picking which side you're going to be on. Very soon. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then, as I like to start slow, we'll continue on. I know that's kind of facetious because not slow starter usually. So don't mind my hoarseness. I'm going to have a little bit of it, I think, today. I'm working on that. Lord, we thank you today. We come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of your Son. Father, we thank you for your word, the King James Bible. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit to keep us all in touch. Father, we thank you for the miracles you give us. And sometimes, Lord, we may look over them, take it for granted. But Father, help us to recognize a miracle. And sometimes we may apathetically just kind of look over. That, Father, you'll open up our eyes to see the truth of the miracles that you perform. Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you for opportunities you give us. That, Lord, that we can share your gospel. We can learn your truth. And, Lord, to keep us humble enough that, Father, we can teach that truth, share that truth. And, Father, to put us right back on the path if we were to fly it over. Father, this, we know we're born sinners, but Lord, through your Son, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, we're put back on track. But Lord, sometimes we fall away. We ask you, Lord, to give us a conviction when that time we come astray off the path. We pray for the healing of our families. Father, today, special healings that you know in our minds, all of us individually, that we pray for. Healings for our family members. You hear the prayers of everyone. And Lord, to get them through, if it be your will. Otherwise, Lord, to bring them home and give us comfort in their loss, in our loss and their gain. Lord, we pray for children that's being sought after this month, that, Father, you'll find a way to get them to escape this sacrifice, the ritualistic sacrifice of these Wicca and Satanists. That, Lord, you'll let the children escape. And Father, you'll expose who are in the Wicca. You'll expose who are the Satanists in the governments. And Father, you'll wake up these churches, these synagogues and these cathedrals to the truth of what was coming, Lord. Lord, we pray for the awakening of your holy word in the King James Bible. We pray, Father, for those that's going to be seeking a way out to this life, the suicide. Lord, you'll set divine appointments for them to have a way out of this thought and protect them in the blood of Jesus. And to guide them to a way by which they'll have a way to escape and not commit suicide. Lord, the family members will see it. That, Lord, they'll have a way to talk to somebody. Or the Lord, some way that they'll have an inspiration to save their life, not take it. And these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I don't know about you all here in North Carolina, northwestern part. Those chemtrails are heavy. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me if this is a replay. It's not a replay. This is live today on the 1st of December. Today is live. So just letting y'all know that in case it's, I've been asked a question here a few minutes ago. I'm very much alive today. A little bit hoarse, but I'll make it through it. Yeah, I got 10,000 recipes how to get rid of the hoarseness. So I just tried trial and error, I guess. At least I don't sound like, Mr. Froggy, Wolfman Jack. In any case, I want to talk about a little bit about the news, because it's going to lead me to a couple of subjects. And you'll hear me cut on and off a little bit because I have a little bit of a cough going on. Sorry about that. Bringing all the religions together. And surprise, a crashing of all religions. That's what the Vatican's doing. To bring on the one world religion, or so they think so. See, their actual plans, as documented, is for the Master Jesus. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you see the name Master Jesus, that's a fake Jesus. Called Yeshua, a.k.a. Sanan Emmanuel. He's going to take on a physical vehicle, a body, a significant leader, a possession or a channeling of sort. This is all physics, chemistry, biology. This is not New Age. This is what they do. It's how they do it. It talks about in the Bible about being possessed. This is what we're talking about. I'm giving you specifics. With a certain of his chelas, those are followerships with humankind that are being possessed at the same time. They're going to effect a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic churches. It's going to happen. They'll break down the barrier separating the Episcopal and the Greek churches from the Roman. It won't be a barrier there anymore. That's what Palmer was all about. and the Mormon, Beck, and it was part of his job a couple years, a year ago. Bring all the religions together. Then the Pope seals it. It's happening now. To break down the barrier that separates the Episcopal and Greek churches, they put a barrier there using a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther to justify the Reformation. They have to create chaos to bring order. Exactly like they're doing now. It's the way they do it. It's the way it's always worked. And they account on each generation forgetting about history. That's why it's not taught correctly. Isn't that right, teachers? In fear of your job. Eastern Star is Freemasons. You're under a blood oath. You're in bondage. You're slaves to the Freemasons. I'm free because I have no blood oath to nobody, but allegiance to Jesus because I choose to. It's free will. You don't have free will because you took a blood oath to lie, cheat, and steal. Call it what it really is. You're happy with it, then that's your business. But that's what they're doing. It's what they've caused you to do. But the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church is coming. And they're breaking that barrier that separates the Episcopal and Greek churches. But first they had to make one to put those in bondage of religious intolerance to justify the Reformation, bringing in Loyola, the Jesuits, controlled by Borgia, which was a Roman Illuminati family, the real Illuminati, Italian, by the way. And Orsini, who's the Pope, Great Pope, controls the papacy. He controls old Papa. But see. So, that's how they got you. The Borgia, who are not Jew, by the way, were the Jesuits, the murderous Jesuits. The two popes, the Black Pope, which is the Jesuit general, and the White Pope is the outward Pope that everybody sees, waves his hand, kisses babies and all that sort of thing. And the Great Pope, Orsini, is also not Jew, controls the world through the papacy. Orsini is one of the members of the Roman, Italian, German Illuminati. And they're hybrids that can trace their bloodline back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Now, that little bit being said, that's how it really works. They set up the wars and cause mankind to fight each other so they can come in and take control. It's always worked. So far. So they're going to try to separate the barrier and get rid of the barrier so they bring all the churches together, all the religions together. That's what Billy Graham is doing now. That's what Oprah is doing. All of them work together. They're told to come out to this hiding of their real selves in the 1990s. That's fact. Believe in aliens and all that nonsense. They're fallen angels, not aliens. One of the fallen angels named a New Age name, Master Hilarion. Sounds like something out of Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica, don't it? Well, he's for real. And his New Age name is Master Hilarion. I don't know his fallen angel name, but his New Age name is Master Hilarion. As the fake Jesus is Sanan Emanuel. They're going to come forth at this time when they bring it out, when the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church happens. And what they say, I quote, "He will become a focal point of the Buddhic energy, like Buddha, in their spiritualistic movement," unquote. So another fallen angel will work with Christian Science to swing in another sounder lines. It'll all take place in the future. Hadn't happened yet. But they sure are setting it up. They got to cause us to fight each other. They got to cause chaos to keep us all busy, tied up, confused. Everybody else is just wondering, la la land. You know, they're working, they're feeding their children, they're working, they're doing history, going to school, they're working, whatever, to keep them all busy, watching Dancing with the Stars, soap operas, playing golf, and all this and all that. Keep them busy so they won't ask questions. And it works. There are no extraterrestrials. They don't exist. If you believe in extraterrestrial, you must believe in evolution. Evolution is scientifically impossible. People believe in evolution because they hope evolution is real. If evolution is real, then they can be settled that there's no God. That makes them comfortable in the sin. Well, that's how it works. But there's no evolution. Scientifically, it's impossible. Entropy is a good example of why. Thermodynamics and the theory of thermodynamics. Entropy. Everything dies, rots, rusts, is consumed, used up, whatever. It goes, doesn't go forward. It goes backwards. God is the only reason why the forces of today go forward is through the Holy Spirit and God's intervention. Otherwise, everything would die. Left to itself, it's not going to go forward. Think about it for a minute. Minute's up. I got to move. There's no ETs at all. There are only demons located in seven principalities. Now, I've talked about the seven principalities before. Not today. But there's seven in the second heaven. The second heaven is between the third heaven and the first heaven. First heaven is earth. Third heaven is where God resides. God divided the waters and created the earth, universe. Second heaven is the universe, of which no human flesh can reside. It's like one gigantic microwave oven, 24/7 and otherwise. So when they're talking about people living on Mars, it's a lie. Going to the moon, it's a lie. That's why they destroyed the space research program. So to keep you all going, they bring veterans out that need money, or they've taken a blood oath to Freemasons to say that, well, I've been working on Mars for the past 8 years and protecting people, a special project of a Mars, this, that, and the other, and so forth. It's not true. They sure want people to believe it, because that way you'll believe in the fallen angels. Or aliens. I know there's a lot I'm hitting you with at one time. That's kind of, I guess, how I do it. The demons can take on physical form. Sons of God took the daughters of men and created Nephilim. Giants. Gomorrah. As the Old Testament. Before the flood and after the flood. When they get up enough energy of some kind, and they do the rituals, as I explained last week, the symbols, rituals, they're able to take on a physical form or possess a physical form and then occupy, work through that physical vehicle. Possession is real. It's like putting on a scuba suit for them. Your body is like a scuba suit for them to operate, to feel, to interact. They can't do it in the second heaven level, supernatural. They can't do it. It's like trying to talk to a beam of light. But that beam of light becomes flesh of a different DNA. I know I'm hitting you with some serious things here, but it's what's going on. I'm trying to summarize it. Using alchemy, they can change molecules by knowing the formulas they've set up over trial and error over the centuries. Long story short. So the demons are actually located in the second heaven. Now, Tesla, Nikola Tesla, he is also in tune with angelic beings in the second heaven. They used him to bring about the principles to design inventions that allow them to come into this planet, in this physical realm. But Nikola Tesla kind of pulled away from him. J.P. Morgan, Edison, a bunch of others took up Tesla's inventions. Russians got a hold of them. CIA got a hold of them. And they killed Nikola Tesla. J.P. Morgan is a part of this. The end result of this entire operation is to destroy all of mankind and replace mankind with their transhuman generations and creations. That's where eugenics comes from. Stem cell research. All that sort of thing. Cloning. This is the purpose of it. This is the biggest picture. Everything else is Ferguson, Fukushima, whatever. You know, these things that come popping up with. Bundy Ranch. What's going to be next? Something else going to pop up to keep you all busy. But what I've just told you is the biggest picture. Severely summarized. But on our level down here, they got us all busy. Don't they, patriots? Former military. I'm former military. I'm former Marine Corps, 12 years. Anti-terrorism for another 12 or 15 as a contractor, just on and on. Overseas for 10 years, different places. So I've been in the places. I'm not an armchair quarterback. I've been in these places. I quit. When I found out, it's all jerry-rigged. It's all already pre-planned. I mean, seriously pre-planned. We're talking the Korean War was planned to lose. All the death of World War II. You understand this? And Korean War was pre-planned. Family. All your dead grandfathers, fathers if you're older, great-grandfathers that are in Arlington Cemetery, you can blame on an organization called the Council of Foreign Relations. They are the blame. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Knights of Malta, the Jesuits, they are the ones to blame. Because they control both sides. They control the Germans, Italians, Japanese. They control the Americans and the British. And they work together for this war to bring about a new world order, going back to World War I, up to Korea, already pre-planned, and Vietnam War, already pre-planned to lose. They were going to make sure, absolutely sure, and I have the evidence and quotes, credible research, that the outcome of Korean War and the outcome of Vietnam War was pre-planned. They could just about anticipate the number of dead before the war had started. I got a problem with that. They, on purpose, used Agent Orange to start the killing process of the veterans who would be baby boomers. It was on purpose. By design, the Agent Orange was to start the cancer. And it worked perfectly. State Department took action to allow free trade between our industry and the Soviet bloc countries in 1966. And that same year that was allowed, and any business that was going to boycott the Russians was warned by the State Department not to do so. As a result of that, the entire specifications for a glycerol factory was given to the Russians, who then made glycerol for the Viet Cong to put in their booby traps, which accounted for 50% of American casualties. So all the casualties, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, was a result of the action by the State Department, Council of Foreign Relations, which are synonymous, and the Jesuits in our government, including military leaders. Absolutely true. McNamara, or the whole doggone lot of the Satanists that operated in our government then, inclusive of European governments as well. You see, this is how it really works. So now when you say we're going to take down the New World Order, I kind of chuckle a little bit in a way. I'm like, you don't take down the New World Order. And your patriot movement, Oath Keepers and all that, Tea Parties and so forth and so on, you go to your meetings, whether it's in a buffet, Golden Corral, or VFW, or I don't know, some church or something, you form up and you say the oath and do all this patriotic stuff. And all the veterans, we wear our cap, and maybe your belt buckle has got your Marine Corps emblem on it or some other tattoos or whatever. I don't know what. We're all there, you know, think about where you were and what you did and all that. And you're talking about defending the country. Well, do you actually know who you're defending it against? I mean, have you really thought about it? Except just talk about it in these meetings? After you finish doing the national anthem and Pledge of Allegiance and all that sort of thing? Have you really, really talked about anything and accomplished it besides toys or tots? Which is a noble thing, granted. But when you talk about the patriotism, taking our country back, have you really discussed who the enemy is? Have you forgotten the five-paragraph order? Who is the enemy? Can anybody define exactly who the enemy is? Or you just talk about it and then get done. You say your blessings or whatever, and then you leave. Next week or next month, you do the same thing. And you do the same thing. And the same thing over and over and over, and you accomplish absolutely zip. Is that not correct? And you do the marches. That's great. You're out there marching. You know, everybody's got their jackets on, their medals on, their things, this, that, and the other. What is actually accomplished? What have you done? Have you identified? Have you changed anything? Never have. Because they placate us, is what they do. Do you know who the enemy really is? And what you're really up against, if you do a real assessment. Before you go to war, you always do a realistic assessment of the enemy. Well, I tell you what, you better do one on this one. Because you don't know who you're fighting, who you're up against. There's an absolute guarantee you're going to lose. You've got to know what you're up against. And I guarantee you not one group in the United States is really looking at it realistically. They're not talking about the Illuminati, who they really are. They're not talking about the Jesuits. They're not talking about the Freemasons, because some of the Freemasons are in your group. Yeah, they're sitting next to you. And they don't know, actually. They're in the dark. They think they're in the light. Uh-uh, not at all. So they're as ignorant about it as anybody else, because they're being lied to by the highest level. You see, so when are people going to start taking account of this? And really looking at it realistically, especially you Masons. I'm dead serious about this. Now, the coming Civil War, which is what I've been heading toward here shortly, just talking right now, laying the stage, laying the groundwork. People aren't connecting the dots. You got to start connecting the dots. You see the individual trees and you miss the whole forest. You got what I call tree huggers. You hug the tree and you stay down there instead of climbing the tree to see the top of the canopy. You get done hugging one tree, you get tired of it, you go to another tree and hug it a while. What tree we're talking? Well, you hug on Ferguson. You hug on Fukushima. You hug on the FEMA camps or whatever tree you're hugging on. You get stuck on it. You never see they're all connected in the same root system. Jesus is the light of the world. When you climb to the top of the tree, to the canopy, and look over the horizon above the trees, then you see the truth. you see the real truth. But they want you to keep on hugging trees. You hug the tree because you're afraid of it. Like the Patriots. Commendable. I'm a patriot or whatever. I'm a follower of Jesus before I'm a patriot. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. He comes first. Well, after all, God, country, and core. What do you think God is? God is Jesus Christ, incarnated human flesh. So, God is first. Second comes country. Third comes core. In that order. So, God comes first in my life. I renounce the oath I took, because you're not supposed to take any oath at all. If I'm honest with myself, I don't have to take an oath. If I'm honest to other people, I don't have to take an oath. I'm bound by my word only as I learned when I became born again. So why should I take an oath? If God knows what I say is the truth or not, I'm owing to God, not to people. God knows. If I lie, I'm lying to God. He knows. You can't fool him. I can't lie and hold my fingers behind my back and cross my fingers and, well, I cross my fingers. It's not a lie anymore. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. We got so bad nowadays, we color code lies. That's only a white lie. At least you didn't tell a black lie or a red lie. We got color coded lies today. Imagine that. I guess that makes it okay. Who are you going to go out and arrest? Who are you going to replace them with? You all going to go out. We're going to take the New World Order out. Okay. I know I'd never make it in those meetings, man. I'd raise my hand and say, okay. Can someone tell me who you're going to take out? I guarantee you there'd be silence in that room. Who exactly? We're going to take out the bankers. And you're a Christian identity. You're over there. You're going to take out the Jews too, right? Okay. Yeah. So you're going to take out the Jewish bankers. Oh, right. Okay. You forget about the Italian Illuminati, don't you? Anyway. Breakspear, Aldo Bandini, Chagi, Rossini, Borgia. You're going to go to their homes and cross the ocean and go to Italy and knock on their doors in their mansions? Oh, I'd love to see that one. Yeah. You better identify who the enemy is. We're going to arrest Bush and all the cabal. Uh-huh. Really? Do tell. That I got to see. Now, the media might even report it. How many of the Bushes you're going to arrest? How many of the Clintons you're going to arrest? How many of their bloodline? You going to let the bloodline go free, or you going to get them too? The daughters and the sons and the cousins and the uncles, you going to get them too? How about that? They got a whole lot of work to do there, fellas. And then when you get done all that, you're going to get the break spears. You got a lot of work to do. You have to get your plane tickets and your ocean your liners to go across the ocean. They know you won't come, right? They won't be able to follow you. Yeah, right. You see how silly it gets? That's what you got to do. Have you all planned that already? In the Patriot Movement? You got the names listed and your hit groups and all that, you know, Rambo activity and so forth? No, seriously. If you're going to talk it, then do it. All right? Then you better come with the plans. Situation. Friendly. Enemy. Attachments. The mission, how are you going to do it exactly, and concept of operations. Or you're just going to talk about it. Well, they're hoping you actually try to do it, because if you do, and you're once it's infiltrated into your patriot groups and oath keepers and the infiltrators are there, they will turn your names over secretly to those that's going to break in on your meetings and arrest everyone for treason. Oh, my dead body. Pry my hands out. Weapon out of my cold, dead hands. Oh, give me a break. Family, Rambo's over with. Never has been. Family, reality is a new world order is coming. Resisted by legal action. But then again, the problem resides in the Congress's Freemasons. Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholars, Knights of Columbus, and those just afraid to step out of line because they know they'll die. Family, they're not going to win. It's going to go down to a supernatural war. It will happen. And Jesus has already won anyway. They want to cause you fear to show you there's no way possible. But by prayer, by taking certain action legally, working together, not fighting each other in a civil war, refusing to do what goes against God's creation, those are starts. To identify who's a Freemason in your company, in your group, in your organization, who's a Jesuit, to find out what connection they have, and then get them out of your organization. Yeah, now you got something going on. You see, that's how you do it. But when y'all start screaming out, we're going to stop a new world order, get specific, or don't say it at all. Because it's almost silly. And then when you do get rid of the new world order, and you replace the current leaders today and all that, Obama, and before it was Bush, and I don't know, whatever else. Who are you going to put there and replace them? That I got to see. You're going to put Ron Paul. He's another Rosicrucian. He's a secret society member. Kerry? He's skull and bones. He's cousin of George Bush. Colin Powell? Cousin also. And secret society member. Who? Who are you going to put there? That's not a Freemason Jesuit or Knights of Malta. Rick Joyner? Jerry Boykin? They're Knights of Malta. That's putting a fox in the hen house. So you got to figure out who you're going to put in charge. You got to vet them out, make sure they're not secret society. As if they're going to let you do that. So y'all see what you're up against? Now, if you don't believe me, please challenge it. It's about realistically looking at the world as it really is. Now, they've already lost. I want to make sure you understand that. We got to go through this. I don't care if you're a SEAL or a Green Beret or whatever you are, you still fall in the same line. They've got you with the pride. They've got you with promises that they can't carry out. And just because you got your gun and you freeze-dried food and you're off the grid, man, you ain't off the grid. And you freeze-dried food, it's going to end. And your gun, it only lasts as long as your ammo does. Jesus may have brought 5 loaves and fed 5,000. But family, 1,000 rounds of ammo won't replenish itself, trust me. I can make my own ammo. Really, where are you going to get the gunpowder, y'all? You better think about resupply. And then don't you think they have you already pegged where you're going to go? And how many of you, 350 million, know the same caves you're going to hide into? And your bug out bags. Oh my gosh, when are people going to learn? I got my gun and freeze dried food. I'm set, man. Just let them come on and get me. I'll take them on. Yeah, okay. I got it. Y'all better wake up. They're trying to set up a civil war using Ferguson as a trigger. Actually, what they're doing with Ferguson is they're trying to figure out just how apathetic we really are. Now, they're having a hard time, man, getting people to fight. They're having a hard time. They got to hire people, train them to be marchers, demonstrators. Tell them to go out there, train them what to do. Now, if you're really emotionally involved, you don't have to train anybody to do anything. All they got to do is say, we're going to show up down the square, and we're done. We're ready to go. Where are you going? I'm heading out to the square. You don't have to be told what to do. But you find that the apathy in this country is at an all-time low. Or should I say hi? Because I won't look at it. And do you know that's been orchestrated that way? Now, 10 more minutes, I'm going to talk, and then we'll jump to something else that's along the same lines, but it's another shocker that I'm going to bring to you to open up and expose this nonsense. You see, we've been set up for this since our ancestors. We've been caught up in this mess and trained by social engineers that goes back almost a couple generations, at least a generation or two. You know, we got this illusion of hero worship. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Audie Murphy. We always cite movie quotes. I saw in a movie one day, we always start off with. You know, John Wayne used to say, we used to tell him what people used to say. That's our lies, or movies. Movies are fiction. But based on fact, but fictional as well. That's what Hollywood's all about. To put us in an illusion. Oh, it's worked perfectly too. I'm not separate from it. I used to like John Wayne until I found out he's a Mason. And I realized what it was for. Audie Murphy is a Mason. Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Mason, Eastern Star. Every one of them. Even Abbott Costello. Moon River, Andy Griffin, Andy whatever. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. They're all members of Freemasons. River Rats, Rat Pack. They're all Masons. It's what all of Hollywood is about. To placate us, put us in dumbness. I said dumbness, and it works. We become docile with illusions of hero worship and complacency that are falling right in line with the most amazing and incredibly clever communist plan that started literally around 1613, actually the 14th century, but it really picked up at 1613 until today. Yeah, you got that. It was quantified and made specific exactly on May the 1st, 1776. That's why they call it May Day. The communist plan was put into effect in America May the 1st, 2 months before Declaration of Independence. Which was a lie. It was designed to cause conflict to bring order. That's what our Declaration of Independence was all about. It's brought to us by the Jesuits. Oh, yeah. So they set up a 250-year plan of subjugation. Orchestrated by generations of the Illuminati, they planned 200 or 300 years ahead. You got that? We've been played like a string violin all along. Every single event in our history has been orchestrated, and no less than 40 years ahead of its happening. Everything, every major event. The House of Orange, I call them mostly lemons, but seriously, the House of Orange, Oldenburg, the Bernadotte, they know the secrets as well. They use a Hegelian dialectic. They present the problem. They get a response. They have the solution. It's always worked that way. And they use this to manipulate the culture to do what they want, and the citizens, the public, the culture will want to do it. Thesis, antithesis, and the synthesis. Problem, reaction, solution. They always control both sides. So, what does that mean in our terms? Well, the KKK, Christian Identity, Aryan Nation, all white folk, against the Black Panthers, Black Muslims, NAACP, whatever, really work for the same people. Some of them down below don't even know that. That's what I'm talking about. How to enslave a culture in 250 years, give or take? They can increase it by accelerating the process and the steps. By a crisis created, causes a population to react, can accelerate the 250-year plan, or decelerate if it's not ready. They just placate them to the next attempt. This is how they do it. Every single case. 40 to 70 years ahead. And they teach their pagan children the arts of the Illuminati and the Jesuits and Masons and set up the one world government. For example, I'll tell you how. Social engineers, organizations, committees, family tradition, they pass it down. They train their little pagan children to train their pagan little children to train theirs, and it may take 300 years. I'm telling you exactly how it works. They are serious. That's why they never marry outside their bloodlines. Phase one of any of these operations, you put the culture of colony or whatever it is in some sort of bondage or slavery, some kind of suppression, political, religious, or usury. Something depends on the organization. Depends on the culture. You have to identify their socialistic their social characteristics. You put them in the bondage of sort. Political, religious, or usury. Money. Somehow. Then you go to phase two. And they'll develop a spiritual faith. Or a pagan nation, a pagan culture, you develop one form that's acceptable for that group, but you control it. Scientology, New Age, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Hare Krishna, Islam. That's how the Vatican created Islam and Zionism. Jehovah's Witnesses, they created all the religions to control. They even created Christianity to control Christians. Christians is not about Christianity. Ooh, have you heard that before? Christianity is fractured in 37,000 different sects. Christianity was to Christianize and control Christians who were following Jesus. So they create a movement. Since they weren't accepting the pagan of the day before the 3rd century, we'll create a religion for them. It's called Christianity. That was where Constantine came in. A fake Bibles. King James is the only true word. That's a fact. So they created a Bible. Douay Rheims and Septuagint, that nonsense. Apocrypha, that garbage. Unbiblical. Uninspired. By Origen, Greek philosopher. So they created a religion. The Arabs was not accepted in Roman Catholicism or the pagan religion. No problem. They did what? Yes, right. Created religion in the 6th century. And they called it Islam. The Vatican did. Created Islam. They created Islam. About a century later or two, they got a hold of this young lad at 6 years old. His mother died. And the Vatican started training this 6-year-old kid whose mother's died. You know what the kid's name was? At 6 years old? Muhammad the Prophet of Islam. They created religion, trained the prophet by Arab Roman Catholics. And by the time he's 25, he's ready to take over. Married him off in arranged marriage with a wealthy Arab lady named Khwajana. And she is 40 years old, trained in a convent. A nun that was Arab. That's what happened. Jews to control the Jews? No problem. Herzl. The Vatican created Zionism in 1897. Actually, before that. but Herzl got the credit for it. To liquidate, destroy, get rid of, liquidate Jewish wealth. To try to find the real Jewish tribes and kill them. And you know who got a hold of that, don't you? Bismarck and Adolf Hitler. You see how that worked? And Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, that murderous Nazi Malta, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth II. Today, she lives. They're all second cousins to Adolf Hitler and the Rothschilds. Demon seed. Now, that really kind of tears up history, don't it? That's how it really operates. FDR, all of our presidents, were in the same bloodline. Clinton, Bush, you got it now? It's all connected. Every single bit of it. And please, don't believe me. Challenge it. Phase one, put them in culture, in bondage. Phase two, they'll develop a spiritual faith because they feel subjugated in bondage. They'll develop a spiritual faith. If they don't have one, you make one. Or a political movement, something to get them galvanized. And that's where we get all these different, you know, Hare Krishna, Bodhisattva, Imam Mahdi, all these. That's where they come from. That's where they came from, family. Step three, phase three, once they have this movement, religion, something that's got them galvanized, then they develop courage and boldness because they got something in common with each other. They're heading toward freedom. If not, you form interactive movements and train speakers to incite them or shame them to action. Oh, does that sound familiar? Man, I hope bells are going off about now. This is exactly what they did to the blacks in 1613. The same doggone thing they did to the whites in the 1200 to 1400 AD, religious intolerance. For the blacks, it was personal slavery. It was physical slavery. For the whites, later became usury. I don't know sometimes if I get across to people. I just, you know, it's so amazing what they've done. It's complicated. So when I read these articles and these drama going on TV and all this stuff, I'm like, yeah, right, it's all planned out. And you can prove it, though. That really, yeah, I don't know. And people fall into this. You step outside of it. You climb above the trees and look at the canopy. You see the big picture. But right now, people are stuck in Ferguson. You got Farrakhan that's preaching death and destruction and carry a gun. He's a Freemason, for God's sakes. Gosh almighty, family. Then you got those at Bundy Ranch. Same thing. Rick Joyner. A military coup is what he praying for. And did it publicly on the air. Where's the Secret Service about this time? Where's the FBI? Well, he's a Nazi Malta, so is Jerry Boykin. How come he wasn't arrested for treason? He's a Nazi Malta, that's why. Churchill was a Nazi Malta. Castro was a Jesuit for 7 years, for goodness sakes. When are y'all going to wake up? So once this group, this culture, this targeted group, have their trained speakers, they always train the speakers, they come in like just trying to sell full of brushes or the next generation of mousetraps. You know, pyramid scheme, Amway, that's Freemasonry. Anyway, that's another story. So we'll say phase three, they got great courage and boldness and all that. Here comes the call to freedom, liberty. July 4th, civil rights. Bolshevik Revolution, French Revolution, man, just name it. It works every single time. And it's been every single time. They always use an incident to justify the start of the, whatever war it is. They always plan the incident before. Every single time. All the way back to Alexander. Until today. I was talking about the blacks. 1613 put them in slavery for tobacco. White folk think they're the slave owners? No. You white folk have been dumb for I don't know how long. You've been slaves since the day this thing started, in 1492. And you didn't even know it. Because you had slaves. You thought you were free? Wrong. You've been slaves too. Except because you've been slave owners, you didn't know that this trap was being set for you while you were prowling around with your slaves in this so-called Christian nation. That boggles my mind. We're the Bible Belt here down south. Right? We're the Bible Belt. Uh-huh. And yet since 1613 to 1860, we had slaves bent on and used the Bible to justify it, for goodness sakes. Oh, gosh. Murder, rape, beatings. That's not the same kind of slavery in the Bible, let me tell you. God has not forgotten that. He's going to come down hard on the Bible Belt. You can't call yourself the Bible Belt and have slaves of another culture. That is impossible. An abomination. Can't do it. Yet we have. One basic truth by Declaimer Divinius Duverus. One basic truth can be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies. If we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out the truth, to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. There's nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than the revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies was built upon. Myron Fagan said, I quote, "The idea was that those who direct the overall conspiracy could use the differences in those two so-called ideologies, Marxism, fascism, socialism, versus democracy, capitalism, to enable them, the Illuminati, to divide larger and larger portions of the human race into opposing camps, so that they could be armed and then brainwashed into fighting and destroying each other," unquote. Y'all getting this? Now back to you white folk. You thought I forgot, didn't you? No, I didn't forget. You white folk are slaves. You've been slaves, didn't even know it since the year 1400. Actually, since 1200 AD, you've been slaves. It goes something like this. When they escaped their slavery of religious intolerance from the Vatican and being murdered by the Vatican, Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. 50 to 68 million people in a 1200 AD to 1800 AD. That's a lot of people. That's not even counting the St. Bartholomew Massacre, the wars. Add that to it. Nobody ever talks about that. I do. Alberto Rivera brought it up. Several other folks brought it up. Cardinal Bea. Several. But for you white folk, it goes something like this. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said in the Maxims and Reflections of Goethe, quote, "No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so." And Dresden James said, I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully, unwariedly enslave themselves," unquote. That's what you got, white folk. You've been slaves in usury and religious intolerance since 1200 AD till now. Now they want you to know it. So why? They'll arm you, and you'll fight each other so to justify martial law and a new world order. Yeah. So now back to the, this is amazing how this works, because you put the blacks in slavery, the Fabian Society, the Freemasons, put them in slavery around 1613 A.D. Then about, a century later, give or take a few years, you bring in Willie Lynch from Barbados or somewhere like that. And he's a black guy, and he's a rich black guy, and he's a very smart expert on slave and making slaves of other blacks and whoever. Now, this boy is working both sides. The Rothschilds brought him in 1711. Look up the Willie Lynch papers. They'll say it's a hoax and all that, but it's not a hoax. He explains in these Willie Lynch papers how to make a better slave in the Bible Belt. Unbelievable, horrific, Adolf Hitler type methods, and to integrate the black and white races, to separate the different colors, and the old and the young, men and women, the studs, the non-studs, the house blacks and the working blacks, how to divide them, separate them, cause them to fight each other, divide them social classes, DNA-wise, divide them. What we did was horrific and horrible. The history books don't talk about it. I do. I hate it. But I'm going to bring it up. Because this is what God remembers. God knows it. We call ourselves the Bible Belt, yet we go to church. You call yourself KKK. You belong to Christian identity, yet you go to church. How does that work? In any case, 1860s, Lincoln, a bloodline, was to bring out the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. It's been completely re-engineered into the population. Now they're ready to use it to subjugate even further, to keep in slaves, but not under actual slavery, but to actually destroy their self-respect and another type of slavery. And later, a century later, as planned in this phase program, the civil rights movement was planned centuries ahead. Now, does it kind of come together now? How they use cultures against each other? The call for freedom of Emancipation Proclamation. Call for freedom of Emancipation Proclamation of the whites. And religion was moving away from Europe from being slaughtered by the Vatican. And something called the Declaration of Independence. How about that? Always have a movement. Man, we've been fooled, man, so long. Oh, wow. Phase four, the liberty. Call to liberty. Civil rights movement. Martin Luther King saw through this facade. He joined the communist movement, the socialist, on the wrong side. He said, oops, this ain't right. He saw what the Jesse Jacksons and other Freemasons were doing. He didn't like it. He pulled himself away from civil rights workers. He still led the movement because he knew he had to free his people. Family, in the Bible Belt, Alabama, Mississippi. Hey, boy, you go sit over there in the corner. In the Bible, and these white folk would go to church, and you'd have them sit in one side of a restaurant or another. Nobody had the guts to tear down that sign. No white folk had the guts to tear down the sign and say, you sit where you want to. Sit on the bus wherever you want to sit. Nobody had the guts to do it. just falling in line like those daggum monkeys trying to get that banana. Doing what everybody else does. Because you're under blood oath. You fall on the white line. And then the blacks now fall on their line. And y'all being pulled against each other, pushed to fight. Now it's veterans white against veterans white. Man, just go for it. Just kill each other, man. And then find out what you're up against. It's going to be too late then. You're listening to the Farrakhans, Rick Joyners, Jerry Boykins, Wesley Clarks, Jesse Jacksons. These are the ones they use to incite you to fight each other. Because they touch on the things that are your push buttons. They go back and say, we're not sitting on the bus anymore in the back. And then you start touching, pulling the heartstrings. Then the veterans say, oh, you're a tyrannical government. You work for the government. You're a tyrannical government. you work for FEMA. You're part of the dictatorship. White on white. See, that's how they do it. Oh, man. Call for freedom. Bolshevik Revolution. Funded by Rockefellers. Funded by the Wall Street. Nazi movement. IG Farben Chemical Cartel. Funded by Wall Street. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Wall Street funded Bolsheviks. Wall Street funded Nazis. And then brought them over in 1945, 46. 10,000 of them to be exact. Along with Hitler, 1946. Argentina, and then back to America. Hitler died in 1960-something. Thomas Jefferson was supportive of Adam Weishaupt, that communist, in the 1700s. Thomas Jefferson wrote his own Bible. He wasn't no Christian. It's like Doug Dynasty going to write their Bible next year. Family, call it for what it is. Phase one. Put them in bondage. Phase two, develop a spiritual faith. They don't have one, make one. Phase three, develop. Then the culture develops courage and boldness and galvanize. Phase four, here comes the call to freedom. Here comes the Emancipation Proclamation. Here comes Declaration of Independence. Ah, just name it. They got it for you. Phase five, now the Goyim have their freedom. July 4th, white folk got their freedom. You know the blacks, you understand? The significance that the blacks here in America had in the Revolutionary War and the politics? Wow! And the Civil War? And the World War II, the part that the blacks played in our history was massive. You're not told about that. Now the Goyim have their freedom. It's allow them to have an abundance. Freedom and abundance, that's what they do. Thanksgiving, food channels, families on TV with food coming out of the woodwork, smiles, Father Knows Best. Our 1940s, 1950s, sing along with Mitch. TV programs, all this to placate us into a false sense of security. Now they have an abundance. In comes Illuminati's Freud, Maslow's hierarchy needs. Food, shelter, clothing, safety, security, social needs. Then high esteem comes your self-realization. That's how they did the blacks. Subjugate them to 1960, 1970s. Notice the TV program switched, making white folk look stupid, and the blacks were in control. Women were in control now, see? There you go. You can't vote. You can't smoke. You stick yourself in the kitchen, stay there, and be a good woman. Is that slavery or what? By making them do it. Not because they love their husbands, but you're not allowed to. You have to make the laws. That's bondage. We work the same job as men. We should get paid. Shut up. You can't smoke out here. Then here comes Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud. He coined the word, light up for freedom. Then he trained women to lead these groups. Women are getting tired of being subjugated, man. I'm going to smoke. If my husband can smoke, how come I can't? That's how they want it. So the women come around with movements, flyers, leaflets, meetings. And here you go, to break up the family by design, using social engineers and psychologists. Wackos like Sigmund Freud, who was, in fact, like Gestalt, were avatars. His ill-fated satanic nephew named Edward Bernays, evil to the core, engineered a complete cultural change by design, using principles that they come through and they teach us, actually. Phase six, now they have an abundance. The people do this phase themselves. They'll develop a type of selfishness to keep what they have, not share it with neighbors, friends, or other countries. Or give me more of what I've already got. Hey, don't get in my line ahead of me. Go to the rear. Black Friday come to mind. It's a test to see if we're in an apathetic stage in phase number six. I'd say it worked. You ever see the YouTubes played the past couple of days on the Black Friday? Can you imagine? People fighting over TVs, lined up. This is done to test the population on the long term. Like Ferguson is done to test the population, how pathetic you really are, or not. If not, then we'll have to work more. That's why we're amazed at why people do good deeds for other people. Protect little ducks walking across the street. Or give money to an old man or to someone homeless. Did you see what he did? Wow, amazing. Well, it should be the other way around. It should be normal. But it's not. How about that? Phase seven. They, the targeted culture, whatever it is, man, woman, black, white, culture, religious, whatever it is, that they've determined to use as a bondage. The targeted culture becomes complacent, apathetic. Life is bad, so what? Don't worry, be happy. Bob Marley, he was Illuminati. He was hired by the Illuminati. He worked for them. They murdered him when he stopped. Like they've done so many of our entertainers that worked with Illuminati. Music plays a big part of this, as does TV, novels, sports, distract, mixed martial arts. Look at the stadiums today. Look at the rock concerts. The drugs passed around. Family, this is all orchestrated. Look at the mega churches. They're not about God. Not at all. Those mega churches are far from God. They're nothing but laid back rock concerts. You get that etheric feeling, oh, I feel good. Oh, yeah, I'm in the spirit. No, it's not about feeling. It's about conviction. They got you. You get tired of sitting in those hard seats, no problem. Go back outside in the lobby, get you a Starbucks coffee, sit in the lounge chair and watch on TV. You can socialize while you watch the preaching. And the preaching, they're taught to come out in blue jeans. They're taught to come out in laid back, easy going, Playboy outfits, high collars or whatever. Well, that's 1970s, wasn't it? They're taught to come out not formal, like they're going to a ball game, the preachers are. By design. Family, they're taught to do this. On purpose. You know, the KKK is an FBI Masonic organization. The Tea Party was born out of Ron Paul and the Council of National Policy. Tea Party. Find out who's patriots so you can get your name and number where you live. Controlled by the Council of National Policy, under the Council of Foreign Relations. Controlled by the so-called Christian right-wingers. Dealings like Palin, LaHaye, Pat Robinson, who's a 33rd degree Mason, James Dobson, linked to Derek Prince, donations thanks to Blackwater, ownership. All the Knights of Malta, the members. The list of ones they assassinated were JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Biggie, list is long. Barry Jennings, Martin Luther King, all of them, because it went against the Illuminati. And you got phase eight. You thought I was done, didn't you? They will then develop a dependency on the system. Social insurance, unemployment, food stamps, FEMA camps, FEMA trailers, social programs, unauthorized bank loans for homes, all designed. And what they do is they check each stage for its development by statistics of unemployment claims, foreclosures, Social Security claims. They'll cause a riot or something to see where everybody's at. They test it out. They'll always have an operation planned. Depressions, recessions, inflationary periods, as they're taught in college, is a laugh, it's a joke. Because they're planned ahead of time, like you do a checkbook and a budget. All of them are. They can be conducted and are conducted and orchestrated at will. Not because of a spending period or some outside reason. These are planned out. No college professor will ever tell you this, but none can challenge this assertion. McKinley was going to challenge it, and they died. He died. Actually, Lincoln was too. And so did JFK. And so did Charles A. Lindbergh. They all had some problems. Well, I'm going to talk more about this later on. And I will tell you, phase nine, back to bondage or slavery, martial law, or dictatorship. Progressive in the United States was told by European Illuminati not to rush these steps. Hitler got a little bit fired up and started rushing it. Ensign Yamamoto, Admiral Yamamoto, didn't do what he's supposed to do. Mussolini also failed. God's got a way of making things stop. He always intervenes when it's not time. And there's nothing they can do about it. Having God in prayer, surrendering to Jesus. Because, family, those trumpets are getting ready to sound. I ain't talking about the trumpets of judgment. God's trumpet to begin this is getting ready to sound off. Satan or Lucifer, the same one, will come as a leader or prince of peace. Actually, you're going to have the false prophet come in. It's yet to happen. You're going to have many names. And that's the bigger picture. And here comes the ugly part. The fooling part. Now, more transition from how they set you up to now how they're going to galvanize you, set up the religion, set up the new movement to pull everybody in. So first they got to have us fight each other. And when the world is fighting each other, it will lead to a desire to want to stop, but we can't. Because we're fighting each other. As orchestrated by the UN, secretly. They'll be the saviors. But when the world's fighting each other, and you have a threat to this world, then everybody has a tendency to come together. That's the next step. That's when disclosure, which I'm going to talk about this week, of the extraterrestrial ET visit to stop the world war that's coming. The world war that's coming is not the real world war. It's being orchestrated. It's a lie. Will there be a major event? Oh, yeah. There'll be a major event. Major event. They got to have violence to bring order. It's coming. I don't know when, but I guarantee you'll know when, when it happens. when that happens, and we're in a, when the average public recognizes that there's a problem, that there's a threat in the nation, in the world, and it's got their attention, then comes a threat to the world from an outside source, extraterrestrial of nature, which it won't be. Then the world galvanized together. There you go. Follows the same line. And here comes Sanan Emanuel, the fallen angel claiming to be Jesus. It will be a lie. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to pull out the so-called Ark of the Covenant. I surprised a few of you, didn't I? They're going to pull out the so-called Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is not on the earth. Ron Wyatt may have meant well. He may have been used. He might have been a good guy. I don't know. But he sure didn't find the Ark of the Covenant. He found one looking like it, maybe. The Ark of the Covenant is in heaven. God brought it up like it did Elijah. God can do what he wants to do. Why would God leave the Ark of the Covenant, which is restricted to be touched by anybody that was not righteous before, that only the veil protected the Ark of the Covenant, and only certain people could go in that were blessed, and they couldn't touch it. They couldn't touch it. One such person touched it and he died, trying to save it. He still died because he can't touch it. Now, when Jesus Christ left, he was the only sinless person, the only sinless person on the earth ever been. When Jesus Christ was brought up, that means no human ever again will be able to do it. And since Jesus Christ is coming back, it won't be brought out until Jesus Christ comes to Jerusalem, if at all. And that's after 7 years of tribulation. So, God's not going to let Ron Wyatt or no one else find the real Ark of the Covenant. What they're going to do to prove the Antichrist and the who's going to have a human body is also the bloodline of Jesus Christ. The blood that they're going to come off of the Ark of the Covenant will match that of the Antichrist. The blood, allegedly, on the fake shroud. Will also match it. And the Antichrist will be seen as a bloodline of Jesus. It's going to be a big lie. They're setting it up now. Now, I have details on this, but I know I probably upset some people. But family, if you think about it, they're really heavy on that blood thing. If you look at the Revelation 11:19, what John saw in Revelation 19, 11 verse 19, in the King James Bible, and he says, I quote, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail." The Ark of the Covenant. What he's talking about here in great hail is the end of Armageddon. And the ark is seen in his temple that was opened in heaven, not on earth. So for those that believe that the Ark of the Covenant is that ground under the where the cross supposedly was, and the blood just happened to fall down into cracks 20 feet and hit the ark, I got another thing for you. Scripture says it's in heaven. Because no humankind today will be able to find that covenant or find that ark or even claim to know it whatsoever. So what are they doing? Well, they're preparing the blood issue. and that will match the Antichrist, and that will be the first seal to show he is part of the throne. We'll give him legitimacy. The false prophet, Sanand Emanuel, will fit everybody. One size fits all. Oh, that's terrible. One size fits all. In other words, Sanand Emanuel, the fallen angel, and his name is Raziel, by the way, will bring peace to a world that's in war sometime in the future. Don't know when. This is her plan. He'll look just like Jesus, because that's the Jesus we think is Jesus. He's long-haired, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Caucasian. He's not Jesus. That's Sanand Emanuel. He'll appear. The whole world will see him. He'll bring peace and a new age theology to go to the light. Whatever light you have is a light you'll take, no matter what religion. He'll call himself Yeshua. He'll call himself the Prince of Peace, the Kalki Avatar, the Imam Mahdi for the Muslims, Maitreya, the Christ, Bodhisattva. He'll call himself all those names and Krishna. Well, I remembered all of them. I'm getting better at it. He'll fill all of them at one time, and that will begin. He'll introduce the Antichrist, who will be a good guy, solving all the problems, cleaning all the pollution up, stopping the war. That will be the first seal, the real first seal. And this is what they're setting up now. That's why they're trying to set up this extraterrestrial lie they've been putting on since 1897. So, family, we're being set up for this and have been for the longest time. And this is what I see as the big picture. I still talk about the other issues to show you how they fit into place. But I like to look at the big picture. Now, November the 30th, 2014, by the way, that was recent. Title of the article is DNA from the Blood on the Ark of Covenant Proves Jesus is the Son of God. Should I say that DNA from Blood on the Ark of the Covenant proves that Sananda is a false Son of God? That's more adequate. Family, this is already set up now. This is the article that's already put out. We're really close. Then there's another article. Ron White discovers the blood of Jesus Christ in the Ark of the Covenant. They're setting us up for it. It seems like we're close to it because they would come right after this is over. Right after they announce it, it should fall up pretty soon. Now, they've tried it many times and it didn't. It's when God allows it is when it may happen. Passing all the same-sex marriages nationwide, really pushing it, causes God to pull away from us. You change the laws to go against God, God pulls away, giving them more latitude. You see, in the ark, before the ark of Noah, the whole world was evil. Only 8 people were left. In Sodom and Gomorrah, the whole Sodom and Gomorrah were evil, except for the ones that left. God gives us opportunities. He tells us in Scripture. It falls right along with it. They want rebellion. Rebellion goes against God. However, when man's laws go against God, that's when he refuses to do them. When they go against God. They're getting ready to pass child euthanasia. I'd say that goes against God, causing right to dignity to die. Assisted suicide, a slippery slope to eugenics, unquote. Articles are out. Setting it all up. Let's see, I had a couple others here. People are catching on. Demons will pose as aliens, is an article I found. And shape-shifting aliens, there's no aliens. Ah, the Antichrist, here's an article. The Antichrist, Mahdi, will reveal the Ark of the Covenant. That's the article from Ethiopia. Right there it is, man, in black and white. In black and white, no pun intended. And it's right there. They're coming out with the articles. And see, these articles are pushed out all over the United States. So everybody reads it. Oh, man, they are so close. But they thought so in World War I. They saw thoughts in World War II in the 1960s, 1980s, and 1999. And it's failed every time. You'd think they'd kind of get an idea, wouldn't you? They're talking about a Buddha and Maitreya, the Christ. There's another article. Pope Francis in Turkey calls for end of all forms of religious fundamentalism, unquote. There it is, right before you. Remember I talked about the murderous Knights of Malta? Well, quote, Cardinal Burke opens up about his new office with Knights of Malta, unquote. Plays right into it. Scientology, Tom Cruise, Scientology leader. We are everywhere and everyone. We are the rock and fortress of humanity. Yeah. How they promote this racial issue, here's a good way to do it. They have professional football players, beauty pageant winners, people in certain positions will then be used, movie stars, to form political agendas. Okay. We know that Ferguson is an orchestrated Jesuit organization, or a Jesuit operation. So now you got to have some promotion of it, right? Okay. Well, this past weekend, the Rams come out. You're getting ready to play a football game, the Rams. They come out raising their hands in Ferguson message. So the Rams are coming out in the memorial of Ferguson, come out raising their hands. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. They got to foment this racial issue. They got to push the buttons. They're told to do that. You got a lot of the basketball players are Freemasons. Football players, a lot of them are Freemasons. Here's another article. Quote, three reasons why black men should openly carry a gun after Trayvon, Ferguson, and John Crawford. Unquote. Quote, KKK and Ferguson riots blamed for burning Mike Brown's church. Others call the KKK innocent. Unquote. They're pushing the envelope to see what you're made of. To get you all worked up, ready to fight. What are y'all going to do? Who are y'all going to tell? Oh, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Right here is another, watch this one, op-ed. Quote, clergy opposing gay marriage turn people away from God, unquote. Now, you chase these articles down and you'll find them. Plastered all over the United States. Oh, here's another one. Lost tribes of Israel are white people. Oh, my gosh. Anybody ever think that the tribes of Israel just happen to be in the Middle East, might be Middle Eastern people? Wow, what a concept that is. Ashkenazi, And the fake Jews in Israel today, yeah, they're white people. They don't belong there. God's going to take care of that, though. Called the abomination of desolation. When Antichrist declares himself to be God, y'all better head for the hills. And I forgot to mention, I guess, we've got about a few more minutes to go, about the international rights of the child. Now, the international rights of the child is to allow the UN to take your children away from you. Okay. So first, they tried to get it signed in 1989. They failed to get it signed. Way to go, America. But Hillary Clinton tried to get it signed, but she failed. Good. That's 1989, when she is semi-president. So they had to wait a while. Justification. In the right time. So they had to make sure you know that children are abused. International rights of child will take control once they authorize child euthanasia, which is being headed in Oregon today. Already happened in Belgium. They have a precedent set in England when a woman was given authority to kill her child. It took 14 days for a child to die. Die with dignity? Anyway, judge authorized it. Now, America, oh, they got to work on you. Got to chip away your family first, so you won't have this family motherhood kind of attitude. And once they've got enough people on deck that they're going to get this signed, and they get it signed, the UN will take over your children. You have no more control. They will allow then the child can decide to die, and you can't stop it. That's the big picture. Child euthanasia, supported by the International Rights of the Child, it's coming. It's being worked on now. So, I found an article, another article, for example, the number of charter schools suspending kids is totally out of control, unquote. Well, we got to do something about that. We got to get the International Rights of the Child signed, don't we? Quote, children for human sacrifice rescued, mafia arrested, assassination attempts on whistleblower. Yep. I got a bunch of other articles here about that, where they show how children need to be protected. And they do. But they're using it for a different reason. Back to the racial issue. Quote, CNN, Sally K-O-H-N, Cohen, Ferguson has taught us that whites are all racist because of white privilege, unquote. Man, they were poking those buttons something awful. Yep. And then they're attacking the president again by somebody in their GOP saying, coming down on the daughters. It's all planned out, all orchestrated. Family, what are we going to do about this? I've said it many times. Many times. And the answer lies. Every time. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. It's coming down to that. Now, once again, they're making some serious moves to try to bring in the New World Order. Will they accomplish it this generation? I don't know. But I've been watching it very carefully. And the articles have been to keep my eyes on. And I try to bring up the truth in these broadcasts to show you how they are actually operating. That's why I don't get caught up in all these Ferguson events or the Fukushimas or whatever. Because all they are for distraction, to set up racial divide. Family, Jesus Christ is about coming together. But There's going to be a big separation there, massive, from those who accept him and those who reject him. Jesus didn't come here to bring us together. He actually came us to divide us. To divide those that reject him and bring in those that receive him. In Matthew 10. He comes here. Matthew 10:33-37. In Matthew 10, people got this backwards. Because they want to bring in a new world order. And make everybody come together, all the religions together, to see the light. There's no light. There's only Jesus. The light didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. Mary didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. None of the religious leaders today died on the cross, but Jesus did. He told the disciples, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as... Whoops. So you got to be careful. You know that King James Version 2000, that's also a wrong Bible. Very tricky. Matthew 10:33-37. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I will also deny my Father before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set man at variance with his father, daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth mother or father more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He gives us a choice. Us or the world. So get your family to follow him. To pray for them. Witness to them. Because Jesus comes first. Before any religion. Before any preacher. Before any family, before the country, before the flags or whatever, before all this made up strife that they're putting towards you, Jesus comes first. People are seeking Tom as so-and-so part of the Illuminati in this church. I don't know. You just follow their associations. But my question is, why? What difference does it make? If you follow Jesus, he's going to tell you through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is who you focus on. That's your preacher. Two or more are gathered in his name. Doesn't have a name for it. If you want to, get under an oak tree in the wintertime, springtime, or the summer, and call it the oak tree temple, whatever. But it's when two or more are gathered in his name, it's a church. That's the church. It's not the Catholic Church, not the Baptist Church, not the Methodist, not the Presbyterian, not Krishna, not Bodhisattva, Kalki Avatar, not Islam, none of them. No religion, not even Christianity. Following Jesus is about following Jesus, not a religion. That's the bottom line. His holy word is given to you through the King James Bible. That's why you have so many different ones to choose from to keep you from getting the truth. In the meantime, yeah, people are trying to get ready to defeat the New World Order, have their Tea Party meetings, pass out DVDs, talk about the Constitution, whatever else, I don't know what, and the world's going right by them, and they ain't getting it. And I go back to what I said about 2 hours ago. If you attend your Tea Party meetings, you leave with a feeling of, we've accomplished something, and now, okay, tomorrow I work, and you do the same thing the next month, and nothing's ever accomplished. What president has actually fulfilled what they said they were going to do? Not one of them. The ones that were trying to, they were assassinated. Hello? Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He's lost already. So the world is lost. But heaven is gained. He's going to make a new heaven, a new earth. The only way to join that is by supernatural. And that's accepting him as your savior. That's the bottom line. We got to go through this trial. And that's where we are. So you say whose side you on. We're not talking about USA. We're not talking about Russia. We're not talking about China. Or Hare Krishna. Or whatever. We're talking about Jesus. Because what it boils down to. Everything else is. This goes away. Jesus is there to stay. That's what he told me to tell y'all today. I had no plan when I started. I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Today's one of those days. I said, Lord, I need some help. Guide me. And it's where he guided me this past 2 hours. We're all going to have tribulations and trials, family members getting sick, accidents, attacks. Then life is going to change for a lot of people. How are you going to adjust to it? Y'all Tea Party Oath Keepers, you're going to sit around this same old campfire, passing out phone numbers. Hey, come back for barbecue. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, let's talk about the Constitution. Man, it doesn't want to exist. Come on, get real. All this rah, rah, rah stuff going on. Family. This all control. People inside your own groups are there plotting against you. And the secret society members, low level, the highest level, plotting against you too. If you turn to Jesus, renounce the blood oaths. Renounce what you're doing that goes against God. And take him as your savior. Pray to him with your family. You're on the right track. Everything else is tree hugging. Personally, me, I like climbing above that tree line and seeing that canopy, above the canopy. And you don't see the light, but you see Jesus is who you see. And that's what it's really all about. Will it happen this generation? Man, I don't know. That's God's business. Ours is simply to pass the word, to stay as straight as we can, and pray, and humble ourselves before him. And tell the truth. Not be distracted. It's all up to you. And you affect other people as well. It just blossoms out. Christmas is pagan, we know that. But every day is a day to celebrate Jesus Christ. Not just a holiday. Not just a day come up with a pagan background. I'll be talking about Christmas down the road. I got a couple weeks to go. We'll talk about Christmas. And then Easter. And here we go. Valentine's Day, etc., etc. Until such time, the paradigm changes. And we're into it. Then things going to change. We're heading down a different road. Right now, what is it? People walk out of work, school, and Ferguson protest. Man, they're pushing it, aren't they? All these articles like teaching points to get you all brainwashed, fighting each other. I'm looking at it right now. They're going to eliminate the prisons, eliminate death penalty, get rid of the laws. You're going to see that next. No more prisons. It's going to happen. Oh, that's going to be a humdinger when that happens. You New Age guys out there, do as I wilt. It's got a double-edged sword to it. When they release their felons out of prison. More states are pushing for a convention to rewrite the Constitution. Here we go. See? It's picking up steam. I'm reading it now as it comes off the line. Ex-Spice Girl. There you go. People call me lesbian, bisexual, heterosexual, but I know who's in my bed and that's it. Unquote. Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and company. The critical problem with the prophet system. Man, they are hitting it with all barrels, let me tell you what. I could go on and on and tell you exactly. This is how articles work. Okay. Family, I'm glad you kind of put up with my hoarseness today. But I wanted to bring out, just kind of set the stage for this week. And I'll be talking more specifics as we go along tomorrow. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. And also let you all know that John Kirkler plays our broadcast and Bible studies up at highpointradio.net. He has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he just graciously plays our broadcast, my broadcast. And we appreciate that. Check out his sponsors and use them if you have a need for them. And get in touch with him, John Kirkler. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. Family, tomorrow, my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. I appreciate y'all coming by, and we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Hit the ground running, and I'm more for you. Have a good night. God bless. This is your Watchman, signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.